Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah the Almighty, who created us for the sake of us worshipping Him, because in this case can we reach perfection and happiness and salvation. Welcome to another episode of the program Islamic Upbringing. Here we are dealing with the very difficult task of parenting, which is the journey of educating yourself first and then your loved one. In the studio, we have Sayyid Salman Naqawi, who is a faculty member of Islamic Studies in Al-Mustafa International University. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid, and welcome.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We've been trying to talk about transformational parenting, which creates leaders, you know, imams of the society. We provided a brief summary of the benefits of raising transformational kids. And in this program, we would like to, inshallah, mention the four features of this parenting style.
Yes, thank you very much. So transformational parenting, as in contrast with transactional parenting, is about building a bond of trust, bonding of trust between the parents and the young children. And understanding the fact that every child, every human being has his own unique potentials. That unique potential has to be actualized. We should stop setting him in our own image. A successful parent is a person who can deliver a child, a person to this society, into society, who goes beyond what the parents have done and achieved. They should excel. A parent should be very happy about the fact that his child is excelling. So that can only happen if the child sees a person who is supportive and not overprotective.
Right, so parents should, like,
We should have a predetermined image that we need
to fit them in.
We need to let them realize their potential and fly. Guide them how to fly. Don't take their hands and make them fly.
Right.
Make wings out of their your hands. Maybe make them fly with your hands.
Right. Don't put them on your back and fly yourself, so that they fly along with you.
No. Yes. They should be able to fly on their own. Teach them to fly. Teach them to fish. Don't catch the fish for them.
Exactly.
That is important. That is every educator, every leader should be doing that. Every parent should be doing that. It's about the longer term goals, not things to be done immediately. Maybe on the way, the child is going to fall down many times while he's trying to fly, while he's trying to take a long jump. Many times he will be unsuccessful. Nothing to be embarrassed about. Every failure leads to success. But the moment you start yelling at him, the moment you start scolding him for being a failure, then he's not going to go out again. He's not going to feel that confidence. You need to teach them to master the abilities, the capabilities that are required, the longer term goals, the skills required to achieve long term success.
So if
habits.
They fall down, mm-hmm. instead of screaming at them and saying, oh, you're so clumsy, falling metaphorically, mm-hmm. when they make a mistake, I should go very gently to the child and, show my sympathy, show my understanding.
Not sympathy, empathy.
Empathy, right. And tell them, reassure them that they can once more stand on their two feet and start to walk even better than before.
And the most important thing is to listen, be able to listen to them. You have to be good listeners. Every leader has to be a good listener. The Holy Prophet is mentioned in the Quran as "Huwa udhunun khayrun lakum." He listens to you.
This is so important because this we shouldn't forget that our, family is the most fundamental institution in the eyes of God, right? And we're raising our children, of course, for the society, but before entering the society, they have to be future parents, future spouses. And whatever feature or trait that you instill in them, they're going to use it for their spouses. And if their spousal relationship is successful, they're going to have a successful offspring, and they're going to be successful in the society. So if you're a good listener, they're going to learn to be good listeners with their children, with their spouses. And this is one of the keys of happiness.
You need to be able to talk to them, discuss with them, even argue with them, tell them how to reason things with things, give them profound reasoning, talk to them, discuss with them, listen to their ideas, listen to their reasoning. Don't become judgmental. Let them come out with what they want to say, express what they want to say. Try to understand their line of reasoning. Don't impose your own reasoning upon them. Present your reasoning, let them come up with their reasoning, and let them come to a situation where they can critically analyze things, evaluate things, even come up with new ideas.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't be afraid of new ideas. We shouldn't be afraid of creativity in our children. We let them need to become creative human beings. They have to be able to evaluate things.
Right. Let's go for a short break and we'll be right back.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the qualities and features of transformational parenting, which was establishing a bonding of trust between parent and child, realizing that every child possesses unique potentials, focusing on long-term goals, disregarding short-term failures, being a good listener, not being judgmental. What else?
Yes, and basically the bonding has been to based on love, mm-hmm. affection, compassion, empathizing with them, feeling. Everything should be done out of love. Haleddin illa al-hub. So it starts with the love of God, mm-hmm. and then it comes down and trickles down to all his creations, especially one's parents and children and siblings and so on and so forth. So we need to develop that attitude, that loving attitude. It's not, again, it's all for the sake of Allah. This is important. So number one, the transformational parent empowers the child, empowers him, and seeks the best for the interests of the teenager. The best interest of the teenager is that he becomes submissive to Allah Almighty, loves Allah Almighty. And love can only come without la ikraha fi ad-deen. What does that mean?
No compulsion in religion.
No, I don't think that's it. La ikraha, you don't do anything in deen without accepting it, loving to do it, wanting to do it.
Mm-hmm. Deeply desiring to do something.
Ikrah is something, making someone do something out of
compulsion.
Compulsion, not in the sense of jabr, because jabr is something else.
You just have to do it because for the sake of doing it, having that done.
So la ikraha fi ad-deen is not that. It's not that we don't want people to obey Allah. We want people to obey Allah out of love for Allah.
Right.
Not because, we have to do it because we have to do it.
Right.
La ikraha fi ad-deen, in my humble opinion, means whatever we do in the realm of deen, and everything we do should be in the realm of deen, mm-hmm. it should be out of the love of Allah.
Right.
It shouldn't be because I have to do it even if I hate to do so.
Right.
Even if I don't want to do so, that shouldn't be this case. Like Rafiuddin, nothing should be done out of force, out of compulsion, out of a feeling of remorse, out of feeling of hatred. No, it should be done for the sake of love of Allah, for the sake of the love of Allah Almighty.
Let's go for a short break and we'll be right back.
The Prophet ﷺ said, raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. We've been talking about qualities and traits of transformational parenting. The Sayyid mentioned a very important point that in order to raise very empowered, unique children, you have to love them with all your heart, and they have to really understand that they're in, they're in loving hands. And I think, as you said previously, I mean, this happens because, unlike other parenting teaching in other, you know, like from the perspective of psychology, Islamic upbringing focuses on child upbringing from before the conception of a child, and it talks about the importance of establishing a very good and respected relationship with your spouse as the laying the foundation of parenting, right?
Exactly.
So Haladino illal hub, this if you only practice this single hadith, you have a beautiful life ahead of you, because you can't wait until your child reaches like 13, 14, 16 and you say, okay, I love you. It doesn't work like that, right? The child, the way you treat your wife, the way you treat your husband, you're teaching. Didn't you say that you should be preaching religion without your tongue and with your actions? And the child really understands the emotions, deep emotions. So parents, learn to love yourselves, love your wives, your husbands, and your children with all your heart.
That's a good message, very powerful message. So we need to take care of that empowerment, loving our children with all our hearts, and make them come out with the potential which is in there should come out. And then number two, in transformational parenting, needs to promote autonomy, self-esteem, confidence. Competence has to be developed. The child is able to do things in a competent way. And the more we do things competently, the more confidence we acquire. And it has a step-like ladder-like formation, that the more you do things properly, the more you go up the ladder.
And I think part of this confidence or sense of autonomy comes from the fact that you raise your child in a very respected way, right? I mean, I've seen how different parents deal with or, you know, engage in conversations or react to the actions or behaviors of their children. This is the end of another episode of our program, Islamic Upbringing. We are so happy to have your questions and comments. And if you have anything that we can ask the expert of our program, feel free to write to us at englishradio@irib.ir. Thank you for listening to us. And wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdu lillahi rabbil alameen.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all. by the love.